Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Welcome to Point of View. My name is Pimelo Modine. This is going to be our Tuesday edition of Point of View, and we'll be doing this all the way until 10. And as you know, on Tuesday, we have our apartheid files. This will be the last edition for the year. And then we'll come back in our second season, just after maybe Feb, when everybody's back from work. All right, so we've been obviously watching the story. As I said to you, it's a developing story. The story at Stilfontein. Reports of bodies being coming to the surface lately. We are going to be speaking to the attorney at Lawyers for Human Rights. They yesterday were really unhappy with how things were developing, saying things have become quite slow indeed, and they really would like to see food and water be sent down. They will speak to them in a short while, but I want to get a community leader. We've spoken to him before to give us a sense of what's happening at the moment. Our reporter Bizo Mulubane is on his way there as we speak as well. Community leader Thembi Le Botman is on the line with us. Bob Botman, thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you, Pimelo, for having me.
Well, we have spoken to you for some time now, giving us update on what is happening with the rescue, and that term rescue mission has been termed by the police. Give us an update on what has been happening.
Thanks, Pimelo. If you remember, the operation by the community people that volunteered to assist people from underground was stopped 2 weeks back when we gave, you know, an allowance to authorities to operate or to come with a professional rescue team.
Mm-hmm.
And it was promised that it will take only 5 days. And we saw that it did not happen. But after the court order that was, you know, successful, the interim court order, we were allowed to go back and send at least the necessity, like your water and your instant porridge, we went back to the shaft of the community. And since that was allowed, we at least removed or retrieved 2 bodies today. When the letter came yesterday, that was saying there are 6 bodies that died because of hunger underground. So today, we have seen the rescuers of the community at least pulling up 2 bodies on site.
Okay. And so, you know, what arrangement and agreement do you have with the police? Is this now being conducted by yourselves as the community, the rescuing mission?
Yes. For the fact that we are signing the indemnity form when we enter, it's the sign of police distancing themselves from what we are, you know, doing as community to rescue people. Yesterday we went there when the food was about to go down. I must say I'm one of the people, me and Mr. Delus, who were removed from site when we questioned, you know, some of the things that are allowed by the court order to stay as communities. We must be allowed, and as 8 people that are coming to us must be allowed. Kenan Mudiba, who's leading the operation, he even instructed his police to manhandle me personally. I'm not talking about somebody. I know that they pushed me around when I asked what is the problem with the ARVs that were sent by one of the wives of a husband that is underground. And he interrogated us to say who's that wife who was 8 and all that. So I then said, but you can't ask that. If you feel that the tablets must not, or medication must not go down, just say it. And he started to tell me that, you know, I'm full of myself, insulting me. And I said, but the insults are not going to assist us on this. He instructed police to remove me from the shaft. I was removed, manhandled, like about 7 police. There's a pastor from Pretoria who came with 8 to give us. He took video, they took his phone, they deleted the videos and all that. So that's the treatment the community that is volunteering on the site are getting from the police. And it is amazing us because since the community came back, at least there's something that is happening. You must remember the operation, the police are not doing it. They are there. We respect the police, but if they are going to threaten everybody, then it becomes a problem. But I must applaud all those volunteers to say they are committed to remove whether it's a deceased or a body that is still, you know, has soul in the body.
So going forward, what other arrangements are going to be taking place?
I know that the lawyers for human rights were there today. They also struggled to go in, and they requested to go on at court, the emergency court application for contempt of court by the Kennel Mudiba, who was root on site. So going forward, we are going back as the leaders and the community will remain outside of the site, but the people will go inside and retrieve more bodies and the people that are alive. Remember, our aim is to make sure we save lives. And the letter that we got, because it's letters, the letter that we got from underground said we asking more food, because the food that is only allowed here, it's maheu. Maheu, it's water. You drink that thing after some time, you're hungry. So they regret that. Send us something that at least will keep us going, and we are prepared. In the letter they've written, we are prepared to go out. We ask you to assist us. We're asking you to rescue us. So tomorrow we'll continue, and they requested the reason they want to pull up us to resurface bodies. It's that they are stinking and underground. They are, you know,
decomposing.
Decomposing and underground, they are living under those conditions. So they said, let us take out these bodies, then we'll all come out.
So they are saying they are willing to come up.
There's a letter that they've written, it's clear. It says, we are willing to come out, please assist us.
All right, community leader there, Thembile Botman, giving us an update from his side of the story. Listening into that conversation is attorney at Lawyers for Human Rights. We've spoken to him before, Mamikle Sibei. Thank you so much for making time for us, Mr. Sibei. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to Angela Lesnott.
All right, you know, the last time we spoke, you were threatening to go to court. How far are you and what's the development on the ground?
Well, we went to court twice.
Yes.
We have just concluded another court case now. Mm. One is the court case that we concluded about 2 days ago, where actually we obtained an interdict compelling government to allow the suppliers of, urgent life-saving, food, water and medication in a situation where in they are desperate in debt. And for the purpose of sustaining these miners paying the risk operation, which whether it's done by community, activists like Bodman and others working within the families, or it is done by the professional risk team, which is specialized equipment employed by government, that risk is going to take time. And the time without water, food, and medication will only give us more bodies than life, people who are alive. And that's a context in which we approach court. The court found in our favor. It interdicted the minister. Yesterday, the food was supposed to be supplied. They were not very cooperative. They made unreasonable restrictions in terms of the food that is essential to be able to sustain those particular miners. And court just ruled now, about 4 or 5 minutes ago, that the manager is in breach of the earlier court order. So that is the latest in the matter at the moment, and we continue to be supporting the community in ensuring a community rescue effort where families and communities pulled their own people out who have been willing to come out. And I think that's an important fact to emphasize. The idea that people are dying to make a statement to government that they are lying is not true. People are dying not because, they are dying because all that we've been saying, that people without food, people without water, people without medication will die. That people can't come out unless they're rescued. Because how else are people able to come out of the 3 kilometer hole underground without any assistance?
So from your understanding, if there is any communication between yourselves and the operation on the ground, what's taking so long?
The issue is very simple. Remember, there are two forms of rescue that is in place. One is a community rescue effort, which obviously is very manual. It's basically a rope as I said last time, on average, it takes 1 hour of, a pool by about 20 to 40 members of the community. Members of the community to just get one person out, right? So even in a day where people were working a day long without any interruption, they could only pull out about 4 people, right? That's what it takes. Now, as for professional rescue team, it's the government that has to answer. But let me say this very clearly, and I think this is the language you need to communicate on. Government has stopped a community rescue on the basis that it's going to be professional team. And as the community has raised it, that this thing is about tenders, you know, with the ANC. Soon enough, you start to hear that they are fighting over tenders. They are alleging that there's even a mafia fighting on that issue. That tender is going to be about 1 million per day, we are told. They are already fighting over it. The minister said they'll start working in 2 days. That didn't happen. The MEC said after 4 or 5 days, that didn't happen. 2 weeks later, the minister came to Stilfontein, where instead of giving a report back in terms of how many people they've rescued none. Instead, the only thing that he could tell South Africans with the money that they're spending on it is to go on. It's a very obscene act of xenophobia, right? Just on and on and on about where the people that they've arrested are coming from. And they are not even telling the people in this country a truth in that respect. The only reason you are hearing about Zimbabwe and Mozambique is that those are the only people that are being arrested on the basis of lack of documentation. That community hall, and this is the thing he couldn't answer, those are South African families that are saying, my brother, my son, my husband, it's underground there, right? And that desperately want their loved ones. And they're saying, we'll rescue them on our own. We'll feed them if we can't be able to pull them out immediately. So this has to do with the tender, the mismanagement of the tenders by the ANC, and absolutely nothing to do with, of course, the rescue of those people. And instead of taking responsibility for that, instead they find it very convenient to whip up xenophobic sentiments they've been whipping up over decades to scapegoat the migrants for the crisis of mass unemployment and devastating levels of poverty in this country, as well as collapse of public services.
I really thank you for giving us a perspective of what's actually going on over there. And we didn't know about the fact that there's an issue with tenders that are being fought over. Thank you very much for that update. And obviously, we'll keep an eye on the story. Attorney at Lawyers for Human Rights have just gotten a court order, as he said to you, it was about 5 minutes ago, that says that the ministry is in breach of an already court order that was issued not so long ago, a couple of days ago. So we'll obviously keep an eye on this. And thank you so much for that. As I said to you, our reporter, Pizo Mudumane, is also on his way to Stilfontein as well as we speak. But I've got breaking news for you. Buckle up, because there has been a cabinet reshuffle. So we've all been waiting to see what the president is going to do or say about the Minister of Justice. Well, she no longer is the Minister of Justice. The President has taken it upon himself to reshuffle Minister Thembi Nkadimeng, currently the Minister of Justice and Correctional Development, and is now appointed the Minister of Human Settlement. Ms. Mamoloko Kubai, currently the Minister of Human Settlement, is going to be replacing Minister Ngadimeng and will be taking the position of Minister of Justice and Correctional Development. Other movements as well, but they're a little bit minor. But the most important part here is that so Minister Ngadimeng is now going to be the Minister of Human Settlement, and Minister Mamoloko Kubai is going to be the Minister of Justice and Correctional Development. I would love to hear from you. I really, really would love to hear from you and hear your thoughts on this one. 086-000-00959. This statement was issued a few minutes ago by the presidency. And let me know what you think. Does that mean anything to you at all? You know that there's been that investigation, and the Minister Ngadimeng had presented herself to the presidency with an explanation of the allegations of corruption with that VBS monies and all of that. We've spoken about that case, and so she's now been moved around. She is still a minister, except this time she's still a Minister of Human Settlement as opposed to Minister of Justice and Correctional Services. Well, Your comments are welcome. 086-000-00959. You can also send me voice notes on 063-688-0959.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.